Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Singing Ghost by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. The Old House. The Alden children and their cousins, Joe and Alice Alden, stood in front of an old house on the edge of Greenfield. They looked up and down at the three-story, gray-shingled home. It needed painting. The porch steps were broken, and the windows on each of the three floors were a different shape. 6-year-old Benny shook his head.
"This sure is a funny-looking house," he said.
Joe laughed. "I guess it is. But this house was built in 1900, and in those days, houses didn't look like they do now." Joe's wife, Alice, walked up the four steps that led to the wide porch.
"The real estate agent gave me the key," she said.
"Let's go in."
The children followed Alice inside. They all walked through the dusty living room and dining room. 10-year-old Violet ran her fingers over an old table that was in the living room.
"This place could use a good dusting," she said.
Henry, who was 14, said,
"Well, I heard the agent tell Joe and Alice that no one has lived in the house for years."
They all walked into a small room with walls covered with empty bookshelves. A huge desk that took up half the room was against one wall. A dead plant was on the floor. Jesse said seriously,
"In all my 12 years, I've never seen a place as strange as this one."
Alice moved toward the door.
"We haven't even been upstairs yet. Come on, let's look."
As they walked up the stairs, every step creaked.
"Are you